I'll now hand over to Phil.
We now have some good news. Greater Anglia Rail staff are being made aware of the issues encountered by passengers with sight loss. New grants of up to £15,000 are being made to organisations fighting homelessness. A new book festival is coming to Norwich, and a local author has won a debut fiction prize. And two Dussingdale sisters are wonderful litter pickers. Alison will begin with the news from Greater Anglia.
Blind and partially sighted people are instructing Greater Anglia Rail staff on their vision problems in a new initiative. Staff will receive training through vision awareness sessions, improving the assistance given to passengers impacted by sight loss. The sessions are guided by sight loss councils and supported by Thomas Pocklington Trust, regional groups overseen by blind and partially sighted volunteers. The Essex Sight Loss Council will educate staff on different eye conditions and their everyday effects. The council members, all with visual impairments, will provide glasses simulating the 10 most common UK eye conditions. Staff members will perform everyday tasks such as reading maps and pairing socks while wearing the glasses, gaining a valuable insight into the experiences of visually impaired passengers. The comprehensive four-hour course will be available monthly to Greater Anglia conductors and customer service staff until January 2025. The goal is to provide a heightened understanding of different types of sight loss, enabling a more accessible transport experience.
A homelessness charity is offering grants for projects that help tackle rough sleeping. Hopestead, part of the flagship group, is inviting charities and social enterprises that align with its mission of ending homelessness to apply. The fourth round of Hopestead's Hope Funds campaign is keen on supporting organisations in Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex and Cambridgeshire that aim to prevent rough sleeping, increase housing or bed spaces, or reduce the impact of homelessness on children. Marie-Claire Delbruck, Hopestead's chief executive, said, "This campaign is needed more than ever, with those working locally in the homelessness sector telling us their services are oversubscribed, overwhelmed and underfunded." Visit hopestead.org/apply-for-funding/, or email weare@hopestead.org to find out more. That is Hopestead, hopestead.org/apply-for-funding, or email weare@hopestead.org to find out more.
A new four-day festival will be launching in Norwich. Norwich Book Festival is being held at the Forum this autumn and aims to celebrate the city's literary history, which earned Norwich the honour of being England's first UNESCO City of Literature. The festival has been created by the Forum, which teamed up with experts from the University of East Anglia and the National Centre for Writing, as well as local booksellers. Over the 4 days, award-winning writers including the novelist Alison Weir, former Children's Laureate Joseph Calehoe, Booker shortlisted Andrew Miller, BBC Short Story Prize winner Naomi Wood and world-famous boxing commentator Steve Bunce will all hold events. The main festival will run from October the 24th until October the 27th.
An author based in Norwich has scooped a debut fiction prize. Ferdia Lennon was named winner of the Waterstones Debut Fiction Prize 2024 for his novel Glorious Exploits. The ceremony took place at Waterstones' flagship bookshop in Piccadilly. This accolade guarantees Mr. Lennon not only £5,000, but also a continuous commitment to his writing career. Waterstones' head of books, Bea Carvalho, said, "We are delighted to announce Ferdia Lennon as the winner of the 2024 Waterstones Debut Fiction Prize for his novel Glorious Exploits. She lauded his ability to vividly portray the ancient world with a unique blend of tragedy and comedy in a style that is strikingly unapologetically new. Mr. Lennon, of Irish-Libyan descent, has an academic background in history and classics. His novel is set in Sicily in 412 BC, presenting a comical yet moving narrative inspired by ancient Greece. Speaking on his win, he said, "Rather than write what you know, I've always followed the dictum, write what fascinates you and bring what you know to that."
With an endless stream of litter plaguing the city, two sisters have taken matters into their own hands by cleaning up their neighbourhood. Maisie, age 9, and Lucy, age 6, have been part of litter picks around their home in Dussondale since before they could walk. Their mum, Amy Ackrell, believes the actions of her two daughters should be a wake-up call to those in charge of keeping the city clean. Amy said everyone should be doing their bit to help, whether it's councils or highways. The county councillor for Thorpe St Andrew, Ian Mackey, recently awarded Maisie and Lucy certificates of appreciation and badges for their care of the local environment.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison and Alison Applin. Robin Quine and Jane Pratt are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, one more set of news and two more features.